So this is regarding the Indian startup space. I was asked a question on LinkedIn as part of a conversation around BigBasket. It's a response to that, but it's about a larger conversation. I have an opinion on the Indian startup space, a rather unpopular one, and I think it's something which we need to talk about more, because all said and done, it's based on the reality we see around us. Most Indian startups were formed as a result as a copycat of the American startups. Business saw this individual saw there's an X business exists in America, doesn't exist in India, thus there's an opportunity, thus there's the startup. There have been variations in execution, but the model is the same in most cases. And that's why they have faced challenges, that's why they have lost out money. The only exceptions be somebody like, let's say, Zomato or a Red Bus, which were formed basis market needs. Zomato did not go the Yelp way at all, though both of them catered to a similar customer segment. Zomato went in a very different, it figured out the need in India, which was menu cards. They scanned menu cards, and that's how they started off. It did not start with, oh, this exists in America, let's do this in India. Zomato, which as far as I remember was Foodie Bay in its initial days, came out with general customer need. There we assumed there must be a customer need in India because there's in America, so let's do this. So when you look at a host of businesses, right from the famous ones like Flipkart, Myntra, Jabong, Foodpanda, to the grocery segment like Grofers, BigBasket, and everybody else. There's a reason that none of them, and look, none of them have made an IPO on NASDAQ. There's a reason, there's another factor that most of them got acquired before at a lower valuation than they had received previously, or they got acquired by parents, the same investors who had invested in the their sister, but the same company who had a common investor, which is a clear exit strategy, which is a clear desperate exit strategy. You could not build, and end of the day, if business is about viability, those business could not become viable, and there was nothing wrong with the founding team or with anything else. The simple thing is about the Indian market. One doesn't, we have overestimated the Indian market. And that's what a lot of investors and stuff realized. There is the American, obviously, there is a certain segment of the Indian audience which is very similar to the American audience segment. But that segment is enough to build a profitable startup, but not at that scale which a lot of these startups had ambition in initially. Thus, Snapdeal today talks about breaking even because they're growing in a logical way, but not in the crazy way they were growing earlier, because they have become much more niche. Or there's a market for international businesses to set up a business in India, because the business money is not going to come from India right now, it's going to come from international markets. India is a potential big market. Or there's a market in India for a business to grow long term, not in the short term. Think of this: Groupon themselves have a tech back in India. They launched in India. They could never make money off of India. They exited. Nearby had an exit only because Paytm decided to invest in Little. And somewhere, when Little did not make money, you have to then grow, consolidate the segment, get in nearby. And look at it being the biggest player, and because it fits in with a payment provider, which is Paytm, it helps get more customers for Paytm as a standalone business. How, in the short term, is there any viability for any of these businesses? Not at all. And this is a nearby kind of business, is one which caters the urban segment, but it's there is no in the short term you don't, and when I say short term, I'm talking about a normal investment cycle, that 7 to 12 years fund where you're looking to get exit is, because normally in the if it's a fund is for 12 years, you're normally looking to get it somewhere around 7 8 years or so. There's no exit, and that's why none of these businesses have exited except being acquired by another player, which is usually to consolidate the market or to bleed out a third or because consolidate a market or consolidated a VC's mistakes or to get more customers, acquire, get more customer, feed into your supply chain. There's never been a it's because not none of it's not because any of them provided a strong business value in the business themselves. And that's if it has happened for one or two startups, if the conversation about one or two startups, then it would be real. It's about every startup in the space. All of them exited by getting acquired by somebody else. Most of them had a did not make or did not continue the valuation growth, were acquired for a lower value. There is your there is a typical pattern to this. Your customer acquisition costs are one of the highest in India. A growing business will not have such high customer acquisition costs. Again, not the founders channel, not this. This is an Indian market which everybody, including the founders and the VCs, made a mistake in estimating. So, looking at the grocery segment, the simple clear answer is, for the grocery segment to make money will take a long amount of time. It won't be happening in a short time. I can bet on this, and this I'm betting without, well, this is something still happening right now. So whether it be Grofers or Big Basket, or I remember there were a few other places which do not exist anymore, none of them will be individually without having significant stakes bought out by any of the larger e-commerce players. None of them will end up becoming profitable or existing in the next 5 years. Either they'll be bought over or they will scale down or worst case scenario, close down. Because I am strongly believe that's what the numbers show. There's something which I spoke about 1 month back, 1.5 months back, and I think recently Paytm bought out a significant stake in Big Basket. That's what's going to happen across retail. For Grofers also, that's what's going to happen. And the reason, so I'm an Amazon, a Paytm, let's say a Flipkart can afford to bleed in money because grocery adds to their life, the revenue they get from a customer. It decreases the effective acquisition costs. It's part of a bigger picture. That's why they can afford to bleed on it because it's a longer big story. If it's a grocery alone brand, in the Indian context, to earn money from e-commerce alone, to burn a profitable business from e-commerce alone to run it, and this is very Indian specific, this is not even across most of Southeast Asia, because the numbers there are very, very different in terms of real estate, in terms of everything else, or usage of mobile. Here, it will take a far larger number of years, and I don't think any VC in the current VC invest the fund cycle will afford that. VCs are only realizing it now. That's why the data also clearly points out that majority of investments in the last 2 years have been in the latter rounds. There has been only a small percentage invested in Angel or Series A, because VCs are now realizing that those big businesses, they've already put in a lot of money into those big businesses. They need to really scale up those businesses fast enough to get some money out of it, or to with either indirectly in most cases where some other company will acquire it easily because it's easier rather than to keep bleeding. That's the reality of the Indian market. We are not, it's a B2VC business. And that's a business model most or they're not being honest about. But products, the business is the product which is being sold, and that's not, in my view, how business was meant to be built. But either way, that's perspective. That's a perspective in terms of how a business is meant to be. But the reality is, none of these businesses are long-term sustainable on their own merit. They're only sustainable if somebody buys them out, and which is completely fine. That's how they decide to build the business. So, but let's not talk about how brilliant these business models were, because they're not brilliant business models. They're brilliant investment models at best.